So we'll do a bit of a breath check. And for that, you can place one hand on your chest and one on your lower abdomen. And without trying to change anything, you can notice a few things like energy level. In case this is afternoon or evening for you, you might notice energy being a little bit low. And then where does your breath more easily happen? Is it in the lower abdomen? Is it in the upper chest? Is it in the throat? And then anything else related to that that you would like to notice? And focusing on the sensation of the breath as you're inhaling. What does the breath feel like? What is the texture of breath? Where do you feel it the most? You might feel the breath as a kind of thin flow of air through your nostrils. You might feel a more kind of robust, maybe even furry feeling of breath in your upper chest. And then abdominal area. Sometimes that can feel almost like a cavity or a space or a big sphere or circle. Can you feel the connective tissue in your belly responding to the breath? And then which is easiest, which is kind of seated with the most awareness? And when that feels clear to your body, we'll do a kind of strange thing by bringing the palm of each hand to the area below the armpit and laying the fingers parallel to the floor, and then just closing that arm, and you're just paralleling the ribs. And I think of this as farmer posture, like that you can see people sometimes stand with their hands like this, and then squeeze in, like you're compacting the chest a little bit. And as you squeeze it in and you're applying a little pressure, do you feel movement there or not so much movement? Can you imagine your ribs smiling almost, widening a little into your hands? And quite often in this area, they don't move much for a lot of reasons. And then when you've noticed that, bringing your hands onto your low back on each side, and you're taking the heel of your hand right below the ribs, the base of your fingers will be somewhere in the palm of your hand around the waist. Tips of your fingers can go down below the sacrum. It doesn't really matter the exact position, but you've got your palms on the curve of your waist and your back ribs. And do you notice movement here as you breathe in and breathe out? For most of us, we'll feel the least amount here, but not all of us. Is the breath alive here? Are we able to move those structures? And then when you've noticed, slowly release. And then we'll do a little body work using our own hands on our intercostals. You also could use a ball. I'll show you how you might do that. But first with the hands. And to do this, you're actually going into that place at the bottom of your armpit, so not right in the center, but at the bottom part, and then running your hands parallel to the ground and maybe a little up and down, so that you can feel the top ribs, just the side ribs. They're not directly in the armpit, but at the bottom. And when you feel the top two by going up and down, just locating them, you know, relax the hand. I sometimes will rest that palm on the other hand, and then I go in this direction. The ribs go a little down, and I travel in between the top two with the pad, not the edge, but the pad of my middle finger. There's only one finger can fit. And then I'm moving my arm and I'm going right in between those top ribs. I will tell you that this area is almost always tender. Do you feel that soreness there? So take a moment and let the palm just relax there. You're asking for permission. And it may be that your nervous system is like, I think I'll observe this time. Or you can sort of use the volume knob by blunting things a little. Again, not in the center of the armpit, but putting the ball there, squeezing it. And the ball will pop out, so I have to hold it in there. And you're just squeezing in and releasing. It makes the sensation move a little or spread a little, so it's not so concentrated. I find it easier to just do the one with my finger pad. And then you're going from the front part all the way, you're almost under the back hood of your shoulder, like it's a hood of a car. So when it closes, your finger disappears up into the shoulder blade. It can be a little sore. And then I decide on how much pressure I want. And then I kind of squeeze my finger with my arm and I'm going back and forth. And then I'm doing a little stretch away from the fingers. I'm just dancing around in there a little. This is the most intense part is usually in the upper part for most of us. And when I feel saturated, which can be quite soon on this area, for me today, I did them before I swam, which is a ritual for me, maybe less so right now. And then going up and down, find the next two. And then you're doing the same thing. You're gliding the finger up and back. Sometimes you can do it with the knuckle of your opposite thumb. Sometimes the finger gets a little tired, or you can use them both, and you're traveling in between the ribs and back. Just any way that you can cleverly get in there. And because most of us are probably a little sweaty, you can kind of glide there. If it were winter, you might use lotion. Still tender for anyone? Maybe a little bit? And then when you feel sort of a natural saturation point, you're going to feel for the set of ribs just below where you were. It's often easiest here, except for when you go back, you're at the bottom of the shoulder blade, and that little spot can be really intense. If you go back sort of till you're almost moving the shoulder blade off, there's a lot of tension there and tightness. There are certain postures in yoga that when we do this, really tighten this area. I'm thinking of downward dog pressing down to the mat. I've actually taught this and then had people do downward dog and press down and feel the area that they've just opened contract a little bit. And then just listening for that natural point of completion. And when you reach that, you can shake out the fingers, the hands. They can be just a little bit tight. And then, just as we did before, bring the palms to that area that you worked on and the one that you didn't. Squeeze in. And on the side that you did, you notice that side kind of expanding into your hand a little bit. Maybe it's moving a little bit more than before. And when you're ready, we'll do the same thing on the other side. So I'm going up and down. I'm finding the top two ribs. I'm resting that hand on my elbow. And I'm traveling sort of with the ribs. So in between the top two with my middle finger, can't really see, there's not a lot to see here. And so what will happen if you're offering this in a group is that people close their eyes and they'll go in. You can try the ball and kind of squeezing the ball as well, which diffuses the sensation. And then you can titrate the pressure of your middle finger so that it feels just right, not too much, not too little. And then when that feels saturated, going to the set of ribs just below. Making sure that you're kind of going under the, I always think of it as the hood of the shoulder. And then the one below that, and you're really kind of getting that back part as far back as you can go. Sometimes you have to almost travel your finger almost past the shoulder blade onto the back body a tiny bit. By the way, these are anchors for where to go, but not what to feel. So it's a little proprioceptive, but it creates a space for interoception. And then just listening for your body's natural point of completion, especially the first time, it can be, your nervous system can be feeling like, what is this? Why are we doing this? Does not feel great. It's not like a lovely little caress. And when that point of completion happens, slowly releasing, shaking out the fingers, and then bringing the hands to just below the armpits. Gentle squeeze in. And then let the ribs kind of smile and open out to the side as you breathe. And you might notice that there's a lot of movement there compared with before. And then you can even release that part and now breathe naturally. And see if the breath can actually fill your armpit rib area that we just engaged and dialogued with. Almost as though they're smiling. And then notice how different the breath might feel to what it normally feels. And then doing a little check-in, and we'll keep it informal here, but what do you notice the most? Could be a change in physical energy or even the flow of energy through your body. Could be a change in the activeness of the mind. And then what about self to body relationship? And when our breath changes in this way, sometimes we'll find unexpected things in our abdomen or elsewhere in our bodies. And then adding anything else that feels important to your post-practice check-in. And then slowly allowing your eyes to transition open